You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to betfredsports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Fight. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame Don McIntyre in the house. And then we got a band called Sick Century, who is not where I fucked up. I thought you guys were from South Carolina because I saw a thing on Facebook that said, Happy 4th of July from SC, which stands for Sixth Century, I just found out.
Right on. Hey, man, it happens, right?
I thought it stood for South Carolina. I was like, you guys are from South Carolina, right? And Nick's like, no.
Nope.
You guys are from like, the Philly area?
Yeah, like Philly area, we usually say.
Right on. And you guys just came out with your music video for A Million Pieces, and I guess it's getting a bunch of streams and on Spotify. So how long have you guys all been together for?
Oh, man. I would say it's probably been about 2 years, maybe 2.5 years.
Okay.
Guys would say. Yeah.
And is the lineup the same? Is it a four-piece band?
Yeah, it's a four-piece band.
So we're missing the guitar player, and what sucks about that is that guitar riff you have in the beginning of the song. Like, it's like the...
Yeah.
It's so sick, man. It's so sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys were recently played on what a local radio station, I guess, out there. So tell us about that.
Yeah, that's our hometown station. That's 93.3 WMMR. So we, you know, at least Nick and I grew up listening to that station. So it's a huge honor to be a part of that. And for those local guys to select us and have us on their show, which is a huge deal. I hope it leads to more opportunities with the station where we can get in there and talk to them and, you know, come and hang out maybe one day. I think that'd be pretty cool. So yeah, we're super appreciative, and it's fucking amazing, man. I never thought that would happen, so it's a huge deal for us.
Well, you guys sound good. I mean, you guys sound great. I mean the production and the quality of the music. Are you guys going to, who's producing the music and making it sound, I mean, it literally sounds like Octane worthy type shit. I played the song for Dawn before we started this podcast, and she was like, holy shit, that sounds good. I was like,
that makes
and
sense.
And I'm cheeky as hell.
it does kind of sound like that, because the number one song on Octane right now is a song called Heartache by the band From Ashes to New. And they produced, Grant McFarlane, Carson Slovak produced that song in that studio, the same studio we just did our EP. So they did all our stuff.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
they're
is
really
amazing.
Good. Man. Those guys are the wizards, the masters. Luckily, we brought our we planned for this, and we rehearsed for months, and brought our A game. Luckily, so I think it turned out pretty good.
Did a fabulous job.
Were you guys all friends? Were you guys all friends before starting the band? I mean, I know that Brady and I, we messaged on Facebook a little bit here and there. How did the band start? Like, who started this whole thing, and who found all the members?
Yeah, it was me and Scott that started it back in 2018. We were just messing around with some demos, man, to be honest. That's really it. So we both of us were in between projects, and he was actually auditioning for a second guitar spot in my current band. Totally different band. The band sort of fizzled out. He's like, hey, man, do you want to sing on some demos? I'm like, yeah, let's go for it. And those turned into like early stuff you can find. It's still online, but it was just when he and I were doing it. But then shortly after, Brady and Nick joined up. And that's when we started to actually gain some momentum and, you know, get in the same room and actually have a band. So though that's the video you saw of Them Bones. That was the first time we all got together as a band and felt the chemistry. And we're like, all right, this is what we need to do. This is the direction we got to go in. So it was on from there.
Go ahead, Don.
So you guys started in 2018 together. You guys are kind of still babies in the music industry.
2018.
Yeah. And I mean that with all due respect, because I was absolutely amazed when he showed me that video. I just assumed that you guys had been doing this much longer. So congratulations.
No, they all just learned how to play their instruments a few years ago.
Shut up.
We've been in bands. Everybody's cut their teeth in other bands.
Just the way that you guys all vibe together and the sound, it just is more, I guess it sounds more seasoned than you would think. I guess it would be the right way to put that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, great job. Appreciate that very much.
Did I mishear something? I thought they said they've been together 2 years, and then you say 2018. So is it 2 years or is it 4 years?
So, go ahead, Nick.
No, I was going to say, like, yeah, so they, like, Mark and Scott were kind of just doing stuff themselves, and then me and Brady came in.
Uh-huh.
I think it was like, it was maybe 2020. See, with COVID, like my whole sense of timing
December,
is like
December 19, January 2020. Like,
yeah. And I mean, like I met Mark a couple times, and we had some of the same friends, and I met Brady and Scott when we shot the video for Them Bones, and it really like. Just like seriously, like that, like we all just vibed like really well. And being that we kind of started in a time where you couldn't really do anything, it kind of helped us, I guess, like grow.
Yeah.
Because we could just write and make videos and just kind of, you know, kind of go on that path. Which is the backwards path, but you know,
what it boils down to is I wasn't listening. Is what it boils down to. That I wasn't paying 2 years and the 4 years is what happened. I will say that, man. I watched the videos, and I'm a drummer myself. So when I look at, I mean, like an old drummer, like not anymore. Like I used to be a drummer, right? Because I don't really play for a band. I mean, I kind of do, but not drums. But when I see Brady play the drums, man, you play. With excitement, like in the music video we're about to watch here in a little bit, you're fucking smashing those things. You got stage presence, and it's so important for drummers to have stage presence, right? So Brady, when you play the drums, is it important for you to, because you got to feel the energy yourself, right? Is it important for you to just fucking go hard out there and go all out?
Most certainly, man. Yeah, that's like a big thing for me, right? Like even if we, you know, play live shows, you know, people are paying to come see that. So
yep.
I think the overall package, even if the drummer's in the back, right, you want to bring that energy. You want people to fucking feel that in a live setting. Like, I always want to be entertaining. Of course, you want to be able to play the parts and be tight and in the pocket and stuff like that. But if you can also bring the showmanship, I think that goes a long way. And people want to come see that. You know what I mean? If they're coming to see a show, you want to fucking blow their minds, right? So that's kind of like my thing. And I just kind of want to, like, get in that moment when I play and just kind of pour it out through my drumming, you know what I mean?
Have you ever seen that video on like Facebook where that drummer and he's like smashing the drums and like doing all that? I feel I feel like I did that when I was a drummer. I was like, pay attention to me, look at me. And it might have been a little bit too hard. You know?
Yeah, that guy's sick, man. Are you talking about the mad drummer?
Yeah,
I think his name is Steve.
He was doing kids songs or some shit. and he was just wailing on the drums.
Yeah, the guy that's in like that costume, and he's like doing metal drumming, and he's just slamming. Yeah. It's amazing. He's like speed metal drumming, like blast beats and like fast double bass. Sick.
And you guys all have stage presence, and it's from your music video. I've never seen a live show, but your music video shows that. And it's so important to have that, because so many bands, they could be as good as, I mean, they could be fucking awesome, right? Or they could suck. But if they suck, but their stage presence is awesome, they're going to get noticed, and fans are going to remember that. So when you guys play a show, do you guys rock out, or you guys just fucking, you guys got to rock out, dude. It's good, right?
Yeah, we can't help but shoegaze. Yeah, we're just kind of like, you know, moseying around, like minding our own business and stuff. You know, that's kind of what we do on stage. We're just chilling.
And I'm gonna Nick. The reason why I called you Nick the Dick before we started is I used to be in a band and for like a week. I was like in a band for 1 week, and the bass player's name was Nick the Dick. That was his actual name. I think that's kind of common though, right? And
the Dick, is that Belgian?
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
The Dick.
So your song, A Million Pieces, for a while I thought you said 2 million pieces, and then I realized it was...
It's a penis. Two, 1 million penis.
2 million
pieces. Since we're talking dicks.
I break into 1 million penis. It's a metaphor. You get it?
You know, everyone loves the show. We talk about penises, so I'm just saying. It's more that way. All right. Let's play your song, A Million Pieces. This song came out, it's very recent.
Yeah, July 1st.
Yeah,
July
a couple 1st, weeks, yep. Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. I bet you guys, did you guys drop the music video and the single at the same time? Like on Spotify and everything?
Yeah.
Were you guys excited? Like, because you knew it sounded good, right? And you're like, we're going to blow.
Yeah, man. When we were in the studio, this was the first experience in my experience, and we had done everything ourselves prior. Let me preface this with, you know, everything leading up to December 20, whatever that was, 21st, 2021. We did all the music videos, all the music. We produced it ourselves. We didn't have a studio or anything. We just, you know, Scott's a video guy. We shot and edited our...
Oh, what happened?
Oh, shit. Oh. We lost him.
Oh, man.
Oh, well,
the good part.
I know. Let's get into the good stuff.
Let's see if he comes right. I wonder if his phone died, maybe. And Brady, I told you to make sure everyone had their phone charged.
I made sure I sent that email to everybody. I know they got it. So
I saw it.
God damn it.
Okay. I appreciate that.
It's like, fuck, my phone's dead. I say we go ahead and play the song right now, and I'm going to probably put the penis part on TikTok, and I'm sure I will get kicked off of TikTok for doing that. That's okay. That's okay. Fuck you, TikTok. We do what we want. Here he is.
Here he comes.
Let's see. Oh, let's add him back here before he plays the song. There he is. Okay. Let's. His Wi-Fi is messing up.
Ta-da. He's back.
Is he back? Are you back?
Hey, babe. You're back.
We're just making fun of your penis the whole time.
He's gonna kill you. He's still frozen. He's having internet issues.
Let me just play the video real quick while he's doing this. Okay, we're gonna play the video right now. Cool.
Okay,
let him figure out while plays. Here you go. All right, everyone, shut the fuck up, please. I got to say one thing real quick. I'm sorry. I had to pause it right there. When you see low power mode, that's my fucking phone. It is not your phone. Anyone watching this, it's my phone. Hit low power mode because I took off the charger. Okay, back to the song.
I'm standing at the edge of a world. I keep searching for this stream. Star keep guiding me, reaching to the heavens above. For a moment I can see, but the high is killing me, and I will
crash and burn them back on the earth. All the pirates and the thieves are like vultures circling. It seems like everyone in the world, yeah, they lost their honesty. It's enough to shatter me, and I will break again. To a million pieces, you wonder why I keep shattering. To a million pieces, my life never ends. Feels like I'm drowning in the deep end. How can I exist when I'm breaking to a million pieces? Sometimes you know that the work is breaking you down to a million pieces. Feels like you won't stop and dragging you down. Before you know, to a million pieces. Oh, oh, and to a million pieces. Oh, oh, I see you're all alone in there. Oh, oh, and to a million pieces. And I will break again.
There you go. And you see the little power mode. Let me there.
Oh.
You see the little power mode on there. So that was.
And see, that's what you get for talking shit, telling everybody else to have their shit charging.
I know. It was plugged in, though. And then it unplugged accidentally because I think we
guys.
I think we've probably lost Mark. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, my God. Blown away. Okay. Second interview this week. I've just been like, hold up a minute. How have I not heard of these guys? Whoa. Okay, that vocal range. His vocal range is incredible. I mean, there's parts in there where I had my eyes closed and just listening, and I swear I could almost hear David Draymond. The vocal range that he has that is just so impressive. And then the instrumentals too is so powerful. That is a powerful song, guys. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Literally the intro, where I had to pause it to let everyone know that it was not their phones. When the guitar part comes in, like I said at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
Once that hits, that's probably one of the most powerful. I mean, I've interviewed, we're on 282 or 283, something like that on the podcast, okay? I would say that is my favorite intro. And I've talked to bands, like famous bands, not famous bands, a bunch of people. That's probably one of my favorite intros. That guitar sound is just, it just fucking grabs you. You know, like it grabs you once. It's like you don't want to shut the song off once that guitar hits. And it's in the beginning.
Yeah, that's a cool nice part. Like, it's a shame Scott's not here. I mean, he's a genius, man. Like he really writes some incredible stuff, and it's like a shreddy part, but it has a lot of melody.
Yeah.
So I think it really, really like captures, you know, it really kind of sucks you in. And
definitely sucks you in because it's like literally, you know, you listen to so much music, especially like me doing the podcast, things like that. And I'm not trying to talk shit about any bands that have been on. But what I'm saying is, if there's an intro that's going to grab you, it's that solo in the very beginning. That whole part is just phenomenal, man. It's awesome, dude. That great, great, great job with that.
I was peeping the brass knucks on the drums too.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate
that. He's good on the drums, is he not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that so much, man. Thank you guys so much.
And shout out to Nick, the bass player.
Also, absolutely.
Let's just give the credit to, you know, to Brady over here. We got to give credit to everyone in the band. And
everybody. It was phenomenal. I love the song. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, we're super proud of it. You know, I've said before, like in other conversations we've had, like, you know, I mean, huge shout out to the guys at Atrium, you know, Grant and Carson for producing the EP that we have coming out. And this particular song, like, we went to New York and shot with Tom Flynn, who's worked with like a lot of big name people. And, you know, all the songs that we recorded, we love, you know, like they're great. And I hope everybody thinks that when they hear the EP. But this song in particular, like, we all kind of were like, wow, like, how did we get to this kind of thing? It was like surprising, I guess, like, you know,
it's powerful. Like, I mean, the video matches it too. It's powerful.
It's one of those things where you hear something that you as a band created. And then after you hear it, when it's in its final production, you think, how did we do this? How did we make something sound this good? Because, like, can we do it again? Like, you know, because it's almost like not that you forget what you've done to create the song, but it's those ideas come to you in a split moment, and then you do them, and then once that idea is there, you grow on that idea. But to have that idea in the very beginning to even form the song, is it almost unfathomable sometimes when you listen to it to think, I can't believe we just wrote something like this.
100%. Yeah. I think we all feel that way, man. Because I know I do. Like, I listen to the EP every day, I would say. And I know Nick was saying that yesterday as well on a ride back from New York. And it's just one of those things, like, I don't feel like I'm in this band, right? Like, if I was not in bed, this is like my favorite band. And, you know, it's really hard to grasp, especially that song particularly. I mean, it's... something that we never expected to happen. And if I could say a little backstory on that song, which I think is kind of cool.
Absolutely.
So we had a demo version of A Million Pieces, the version that we recorded ourselves. We actually shot the video for that ourselves in like 110 degree weather in a warehouse.
That's right.
8 hours, right? Oh. And that chorus actually had double bass run through it. It was more of a metal tune. Ooh. It was so different. And, we decided to scratch it for some reason. We were just like, you know what? Like we didn't have enough footage or something weird like that. So we're like, let's hold off. It was before we booked Atrium's studio time in December. So this, when we shot that video originally, it was probably like maybe late August, September or something.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And it was funny. So that came about. We're like, screw it. Let's hold off. Maybe we should take it to the studio. And when we did, like, we had a couple ideas, like, let's get rid of that double bass in the chorus. Let's see how much it opens up melodies. And that's where we're like, okay, holy shit, this is going to be good. And when we decided to step it up and shoot a video with Tom Flynn instead of shooting a video ourselves, we were originally going to do Delirium. And it was an idea from Scott. He's like, wait, maybe we should shoot the video for A Million Pieces. If we're going to go all in on this, that's the song. You know what I mean? So it's
kind of, I think
everything happened for a reason. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys got an EP coming out. Was it July 29th? Is that the right date?
Yep,
that's correct. Yep.
Yeah, I did some research. I looked it up.
You're the man.
You guys have an EP coming out. How many songs are on the EP? And don't say the names yet, because we're going to talk about one particular song after this. But how many songs are on that EP?
There's 6 songs.
Okay.
Yep. So
a 6-song EP, and your next maybe music video, okay? Because obviously we swear on the show, it doesn't matter, okay? It's called Fuck, Marry, Kill, okay? Now, hold on. I want to say something. You have a song. If you guys are putting out a song, you're going to release it. It's going to be on the EP, but you're also releasing. Is it a music video for it as well?
Yeah, we're planning out the video.
Yeah, we're kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you will get no radio play for having a song called Fuck, Marry, Kill. Like, it'd be maybe on Octane if they picked it up, but it's going to be kind of hard. Have you thought about maybe? I think the name's badass. Dude. That's cool. But have you thought about maybe changing the name to, like, You Suck, Marry, Kill, or something else?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we shorten it to like FMK sometimes when we talk about it, but
die Mary Kill.
I mean, even if we change the title, it still probably would be tough to play because there's a lot of
F bombs.
There's a lot of F's in the song for sure. I mean. It's probably like our
got a bunch of pansies in the world, so we can't drop F bombs all the time.
It's
oh my god!
it's like a tongue in cheek kind of thing. Like it's not, like Mark always says, it's all about like hyper, like the state of the world, like hyper, like I can't even think of the words, like hyper sex. Consumerism, like like everything is I need it now kind of thing, and it's very like tongue in cheek, but it's also like the heaviest song we've written so far. So it's like, you know, we'll see.
It's a ripper, man.
Yeah, it rips. If you're
gonna name a song "Fuck, Marry, Kill," it better be hard.
You gotta bring it with that.
it's definitely the heaviest one on the EP for sure.
But you know, awesome. You know what's cool about that? I would think, and I'm not an expert at all, but I would think a name like that's going to get you a lot of Spotify listens just because the name itself, people are going to want to listen to it. People are going to be curious, like, oh, what's this? I want to play this song, especially especially in the metal community.
Oh, hell, now I want to listen to it.
Two weeks.
What's this about?
Two more weeks.
Yeah.
You guys get. I know Mark's not here anymore. Oops, I just threw my pen. Fuck the pen. Okay. Do you guys give Mark free range? I said that, and I'm like, shit, I forgot to take a little more notes. Do you guys give Mark free range to vocalize whatever he wants to? Is it like a collective thing, or is it just he just does it on his own and you just go with it?
Oh man, that's a good question. Yeah, I would say he has a pretty wide range on that. I mean, we'll throw in like our, two cents, but Mark's pretty much, he holds it down, man. I mean, he's a very talented person when it comes to songwriting and lyrics and melodies. You know what I mean? We kind of let him do his thing. And I tell you, when he shoots stuff over our way, it's not much to suggest the change of anything. You know what I mean? He's just got it.
Yeah, he's super talented. He's a really good writer lyrically, and when we start doing like when we're like demoing new songs, like Brady said, like he'll send us, vocal melody ideas that he's working on, and be like, "What do you guys think about this?" And yeah, it's usually spot on. We're just like, "Damn, dude!" Like,
can't really change too much.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
right.
Yeah.
I will say, you guys have a great look. You guys have a great sound. Your music video is fantastic. Your sound quality is phenomenal. You guys are doing a great job for only being together as a full band for not too long. I mean, more power to you guys. I do want to ask you one last question.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. I do want to ask you, do you guys have management? Are you working with the team yet and looking at labels or in negotiations like that?
You know, it's a funny question because I guess I'll throw that in there quick. So we've had many people already reach out to us, you know, especially in the last 2 weeks since this release. There's probably been two or three people from labels. There are smaller labels or whichever. Even prior to that, people I worked with in the past, because I was in a touring band, actually going back to From Ashes to New. I was in bands with some guys from Ashes to New, and we lost the singer. We went on tour with like All That Remains, Lacuna Coil, lost the singer. And that's where I kind of met Mark. I was trying to get him in there. So that kind of intertwines how we got in the Sixth Century. A little backstory on that. But yeah, man, like there's like previous managers and stuff like that I worked with. And it's a lot of like, I think it's a lot of pulling your leg. They tell you what they want to hear. We don't want no bullshit, man. We don't have anything right now, but we've had some offers. And you know what? We're willing to like say, fuck it. Let's keep doing what we're doing and be the magnet. You know what I mean?
Be independent. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to, you know, we want to do our thing. So if someone wants, we want to work with somebody that believes in us, in our vision. You know what I mean? To take it all the way. Because there's a lot of people out there that have the wrong intentions and stuff like that, unfortunately. But we're willing to keep fucking kicking ass and do what we're doing now. It's the way to go, I think.
You definitely got to need to look out for people that are sticking their nose in your business that are not. I mean, you hear this all the time with the bands that getting, you know, jaded by someone or some said who they were and they really weren't what they said they were. And with your guys' talent, I could assume that would happen. But then also, you know, you will get approached by people that are reputable, and those are the ones you want to make sure that you talk to, I guess. Is there anything else that you guys want to put out there before we end the show? Because we're about done.
Right on. Yeah. Man, I feel pretty confident that we covered a lot of good ground on this. Other than just kind of promoting, if anyone wants to check out, you know, the EP coming up, make sure you save that date, July 29th. Make sure you go check out A Million Pieces. You know, we're on TikTok, Instagram, you know, Facebook, Spotify, all that good stuff, Twitter.
www.sixcentury.com.
Yep, there you go. Throw the link in.
Brutal Poodle t-shirt.
Yeah, we have merch.
Brutal Poodle, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's great.
We got some funky merch on our website. And
right on.
We're super excited for the EP to come out.
I'm excited too.
And see how people react to it, man. I mean, we're super proud of it, and yeah, we hope people dig it, you know.
Yeah, you should be. I don't think you're gonna have a problem.
I'm not going to lie, I'm excited to hear Fuck, Marry, Kill. I've never played it before. I think it's super cool, man. I'm excited about that. In closing, I do want to say I thank you guys for coming on to the Love Spot podcast. And Mark, you're not here. We miss you. And this show was all about penises. That's all the time we got.
That's right.
Hey,
thank you guys.
Subscribe to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. Peace out, rock on, and
much love.
There we go.
This is the Loud Spot outro by nothing short of tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does nothing short of tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pin post has a pin show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.